WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ronin is a new action thriller starring Robert De Niro. It's directed by Hollywood veteran John Frankenheimer. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
In Hollywood's golden days, American movies didn't travel all that much. If a story took place in Budapest, a fake Hungarian street would be built on a backlot somewhere in Culver City. But in the 50s and 60s, Hollywood began to use exotic locations as a selling point, sending Audrey Hepburn off to fall in love in Rome, or James Bond to kill people in the Caribbean. You got a little travelogue along with the story. All that changed again in the 70s, when the generation of Coppola, Altman, and Scorsese shifted filmmakers' perceptions of how you use a location. Suddenly, it was considered hokey and embarrassing to fill your movie with tourist stuff. And ever since, the movies have rarely shown us the world with the same kind of glamorous sheen. One of the pleasures of the new thriller Ronin is that it does. The movie begins on the shadowy streets of Montmartre, dips south to the majestic hotel in Cannes and the cobblestone back streets of Old Nice, jets back up to the photographic ruins at Arles, and winds up at a packed ice-capade show in Paris. It's an unabashed throwback to 60s filmmaking. Robert De Niro stars as Sam, a grizzled ex-CIA operative who's now working freelance. He gets hired by an Irish woman named Deirdre, played by the beamingly untalented Natasha McElhone. Sam's to be the strategist for a heist involving the familiar menagerie of experts: an American driver, a British weapons advisor, a German electronics expert, and a French operations guy, played by Jean Reno. Their mission is to steal a briefcase from a well-armed cohort of crooks. Naturally, this mission proves trickier than advertised. The Russian mafia and an IRA crazy are also after the case, which is what the skeptical Sam anticipated all along. That's why, early on, he demands a bigger payday than originally promised.
What's in the case?
That information isn't necessary.
Is it heavy? Is it explosive? Is it chained to some unlucky bloke's wrist? We're going to have to chop it off?
All right. What is it? But I'm not under any obligation to let you know.
If you are not, then the price has got to go up. I'll get you the case, but the price has got to go up. If it's going to be amateur night, I want $100,000. I want it up front. I want it in a bank account. I want another $100,000 when you get the case.
Ronin takes its title from the Japanese legend of the 47 Ronin, dishonored samurai who roamed the countryside after the death of their master. Sam and his cronies are the modern equivalent, leftovers of the Cold War, each with mysterious pasts, secret wounds, private agendas. And for the opening hour, the movie has an enjoyably jaded tone, redolent of bitter coffee, cheap cigarette smoke, and the enduring professionalism of men who long ago abandoned their ideals. Like Anthony Hopkins, De Niro is developing a knack for playing pulp characters. His personal force makes them seem bigger than life. He gives Sam the understated charisma you find in the films by the great French director Jean-Pierre Melville, for whom world-weary professionalism was a state of existential being. De Niro plays beautifully off sad-eyed Jean Reno, whose elongated face makes him look like an El Greco version of Sylvester Stallone. Just as the French operative keeps deferring to the more experienced Sam, so Reno clearly defers to De Niro, whose talent far outstrips his own. In the second hour, unfortunately, the movie loses any pretense at seriousness and turns into a series of set pieces, mainly terrific car chases, a low-tech form of excitement that reinforces the movie's 60s feeling. This old-fashioned air is hardly surprising, for Ronin was directed by 68-year-old John Frankenheimer, whose heyday came in the Kennedy-Johnson years, when he made Birdman of Alcatraz, 7 Days in May, Seconds, and his one enduring masterpiece, The Manchurian Candidate. For the last 20 years, most people have thought he was washed up. But Frankenheimer was confident that he still had it. He kept making movies and TV shows, usually lousy ones, keeping his career alive by selling his professionalism to people who didn't ask for anything more. Ronin is his best and most enjoyable film in the last quarter century, and it's easy to see why. John Frankenheimer knows all about warriors who've lost their glory and are looking for ways to regain their honor.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.